Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll bring on Mike Tobusky, who joins us every week to take a look at the tech world. And Mike, you know, with this big announcement yesterday on tariffs, there's a lot of people wondering, oh man, how are these forecasts going to change going forward? A 90-day pause, what does it mean for some of these big tech companies like Apple or maybe even Google? Well, Apple was making different news yesterday, talking about search functions on their phone. Are Google searches on iPhones going down, Mike, because of some of the things that Apple's been adding to Safari and their own phone search powers?
Well, that is the question. So this all came last week in Google's monopoly trial. Right now, we're in the remedies phase of Google's trial. Last year, a judge ruled that they were operating in a legal monopoly in the world of online search. Now we're trying to figure out what to do about it. And we're hearing from figures across the tech world. As a result, last week, the court called Eddie Q, who is a vice president over at Apple. And he said that for the first time ever, they're observing a decline in searches through Safari on iPhone. So Safari is their web browser. Obviously, the iPhone's hugely popular smartphone here in the US. Now, Q did not specifically say that they're seeing a decline in Google searches, but Google is the default search engine in Safari and on all Apple devices. So it was pretty heavily implied there that Google searches were going down. Well, as a result, Google's stock price took a dive towards the end of last week, though in recent days it has recovered somewhat. And in the immediate aftermath of that, Google kind of went into damage control mode. They went out and put out a statement saying that they were actually seeing growth in search, including an increase in total queries coming from Apple devices. So it seems on its face like these two parties are saying two completely different things. Apple is saying that searches are going down. Google is saying that searches are actually going up. However, there's a couple different ways to read this, guys. Google is not the default search engine in one place in the world, and that place is China. China has a completely different default search engine. It's called Baidu. Eddie Q may have been saying that they're seeing a decline in searches overall, potentially declining Baidu searches, dragging everything else down around the world. Q was also specifically talking about iPhones, whereas Google's statement talked about Apple devices and platforms. So there's a potential here that searches are going down on iPhones for one reason or another, but actually increasing across the whole broad spectrum of products that Apple makes. Regardless of the semantics here, guys, why this is important is that both sides, Apple and Google, seem to be indicating that something is changing in the way that we search for things online. To blame this decline in search on the iPhones, Eddie Q mentioned artificial intelligence, sort of indicating that people are less going to Google to search for something in the traditional way and rather going to ChatGPT or Microsoft Copilot or Google's own Gemini artificial intelligence to get an answer to their question. It seems like this change in search behavior has a lot to do with AI.
That to me is the thing, right? Anyone who has ChatGPT and is not using that to search the internet, I mean, it's why do you even have it? I feel like that's anyone who has that on their phone is using it for exactly that reason.
Yeah, one of the biggest stories of last week that was discussed online was a New York Magazine piece about how students in college are relying very heavily, to the order of like 90% of their homework assignments are being done with the help of ChatGPT, in some cases writing entire assignments. It's a hugely popular service. We're still reckoning with what it exactly means, and it's still deeply imperfect, right? It's easy to use ChatGPT or some of these other AI large language models as search engines, but you have to be willing to accept some degree of incorrect information being given back to you because these things hallucinate, they get things wrong, and that comes with additional risk. Whereas the old form of searching for something online using Google search, you could kind of decide for yourself, right? You were presented with a bunch of links, and then you had to, as the individual, figure out what was trustworthy and what was not. It does not seem like we live in that world anymore. The bigger picture here is that if Google searches are declining, or if they're shifting away from that classic model that we just discussed, then clicking on a link could represent a big change in what we see on the web. Vox Media, CNN, Huffington Post, NBC have all announced big layoffs this year to their digital divisions, indicating that people are not going to their websites anymore. If AI is the new thing, then these companies, these outlets, these trustworthy news organizations are going to need to find a new way to monetize on the internet. That's going to represent a pretty big shift, guys.
Hey, I want to shift over to something else, Mike. There's a settlement over Apple Siri for eavesdropping, and now Apple users can file a claim to be part of a pretty big settlement, right?
Yeah, that's right. About $95 million. This goes back to a lawsuit that was filed back in 2021 related to Siri. The potential for Siri to activate improperly without you prompting it to do so, and then recording a bit of your conversation. So the court ruled at the middle of last year, and then Apple settled at the beginning of this year for $95 million. They've just set up a website where if you think you are affected by this, you can go file a claim. And if you own an Apple device between 2014 and 2024, and you think that you may have been implicated by or you may have been impacted by this, you could get $20 per Apple device. So not a huge payout per person, but even still, that does sort of indicate, that Apple, seems to think that something went awry here. For what it's worth, Apple says that they didn't sell any recorded conversations to advertisers. They didn't create any sort of marketing profiles as related to that. But they do say that, they sent this over to sort of third parties to some degree. So it does sort of raise some pretty heady privacy concerns.
Yeah. Oh, whoops. We were listening. No, who would have thought? Right.
I mean, to a degree, they kind of have to, right? If we demand these voice assistants, respond to our queries, they kind of have to be listening. But what do you do with that information at the end of the day is really what was on the hook here. And it seems like Apple settled in a direction that indicates they were not handling that information properly.
Well, Mike, thank you. As always, great to talk with you. Mike Tobusky, tech reporter, joining us live here on WBEM.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.